Test 1. Listening. Page 33. Exercises 1 and 2. Listen to a conversation between two friends about Benedict Allen and complete the sentences. Then listen again and answer the questions.
Did you see the program on TV last night about Benedict Allen, the famous explorer?
No, I really wanted to, but I missed it.
It was really interesting. He's been all over the world, and he's written 10 books about his travels. It's a pity you missed it. He's had some amazing adventures.
Yes, I remember reading in the newspaper that when he was in South America, he had nothing to eat. Eventually, he had to eat a dog that had followed him. The newspapers and their readers criticized him for that.
That's right. He regrets that decision until today. It was one of the most difficult decisions he has ever made.
I suppose he had no choice, but he takes so many risks and has often been in danger.
Yes, he talked about the time when he was in the Amazon, and by mistake he came across a group of criminals. They were hiding from the police, so they tried to kill him. They chased after him, but luckily he escaped into the jungle.
Incredible! He spends a lot of time with the local people when he travels, doesn't he?
Yes, that's really important to him because he lives with them for a while and learns from them how to survive. In the Amazon, they showed him how the forest can give them food, shelter, and medicine.
Did he mention any future plans? Is there anything that he hasn't done yet?
Yes, he did. He'd like to go to China to the Toklimakan Desert. The name Toklimakan means, if you go there, you won't come back. But before that, he'll probably go to Africa to study chimpanzees.
I've heard he never goes on big expeditions and that he only travels alone. Is that true?
That's right. Not only that, but he doesn't take any modern technology with him, not even a GPS or satellite phone.
That's really dangerous. I wouldn't like to do that. He must be really tough.